A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him?" But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed. Nicodemus, one of the members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. Last night, I shared during the evening mass. Just about a week ago, I met a Jew who said to me, "They don't believe the Messiah has come because in the books, it was said that the Messiah will rebuild a temple, and he never rebuilt the temple." And just then, the wife, a Catholic, said, "But we are the temple. We're the temple of God. He rebuilt our temple." And today, it gives us an idea why they still do not believe the Messiah has come. Certain criteria they felt has not been fulfilled. And that's why you will recall when he cured the blind man, there was a testimony, a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35, that the eyes of the blind will be opened. And if you read that account, John chapter 4, it was said at that time that never had the eyes of the blind be opened until that time. And today we hear the same or a similar statement: "Never has anyone spoken to us in this manner." And some believed, and there was division. Yesterday, I tried to explain the attributes of wisdom. I spoke about discernment, I spoke about deliberation and execution as attributes of wisdom. Oftentimes we pray, "Lord, give me wisdom, give me wisdom." It is there for the taking. It is not common. Not many people avail themselves to wisdom. When you have discernment is the ability to distinguish between what is truly good from what is harmful. If you're able to do this, you have wisdom. When you deliberation, you gather information from all corners of the world, from people with different opinions. You gather information about them and you weigh them. You weigh the possible consequences. and you pick the right ones. When you're able to pick the right counsel from the information you've gathered, then you can say you've deliberated well. And the final one, final attribute to wisdom is execution. You pick the wise counsel and apply it to life. Wisdom. Why am I talking about wisdom today? In the first reading, Jeremiah tells us, I never knew about their plot until the Lord opened my eyes. All this while, he was living among wolves. Wolves. His people did not like him. And he felt he was doing great until the Lord opened his eyes. In other words, if you leave your battles to the Lord, be rest assured that victory will be won. The best place to leave your battle is in the hands of God. Jeremiah left his battles in the hands of God. And the Lord opened his eyes and he was able to act from that moment with wisdom. He was able to discern. He was able to deliberate. He was able to execute according to the mind of God. We ourselves, we are surrounded by evils. Evils that disguise themselves as blessings. We need to pray the Lord to open our eyes, to be able to discern, to be able to deliberate, and to execute them. So many things that go around us. If only the Lord will show us everything, we'll be amazed at the protection we receive. Oftentimes, you know, we are grateful to God for blessings received. What about the countless number of blessings we do not know? So many blessings we can thank the Lord for. He is protecting us. You think by coming from your home to church and going back, it's by your own making. Anything could have happened within that short period. But he protects us. That's what Jeremiah said in the first reading. Until the Lord opened my eyes. So many evils disguised in as blessings. We only need the Lord to open our eyes. The classic, there is a classic scriptural passage I'd like you to remember. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 or 5 to 7. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will direct you in all your ways. Trust in the Lord. We will continue to trust the Lord as we go about our daily business, our daily activities, granting us and praying more and more for wisdom that we may know what God is saying to us. Amen.